And welcome back, officially back.
Why do you say that every time?
So it's been 2 months.
I'm back. Welcome back.
It's episode. I don't even know what episode we're on.
I don't even know if people really listen anymore.
No, because I looked beforehand. Apparently, it's still getting downloaded.
What?
Exactly. I don't know how.
We're doing something right.
Because we have not recorded an episode in almost 2 months. March 5th was the last time.
What?
Almost two full months. So I think it's okay to say welcome back, because it's like, well, these people fell off the face of the earth. You know, did they just quit? Did they get a divorce? Did they, you know, get killed somehow? Did they, you know, who knows what happened to these people? We're still around. We're still alive. We're still here.
Baseball is killing us.
Baseball is killing us. Well, life is busy. You know, things happen. You know, a podcast isn't that easy.
Nope.
And actually, a podcast.
Do you still actually agree with me now that this is, you should have just wrote a book instead of doing this?
No, absolutely not. This is, I'm not going to ever, I'll die on that hill. but this is the Married AF podcast. We didn't even say that.
Oh, wow.
Because we're just so out of tune and have no idea what we're doing or what's going on.
We don't even have anything to talk about today. I just said, hey, Powers, let's do a podcast. The kids aren't home and nothing's going to stop us.
Yeah, this is like, let's see, 5 minutes in the making. I mean, this was as organic as it gets.
Yay.
So.
You're welcome.
We're here. But recording a podcast, the whole podcast stuff, super easy. It's easy to get done. It's easy to post. It's easy to edit. All that's so easy. The hard part,
Matthew,
is
you just forgot which button is for recording.
It took me a second to figure out how to get back to it.
What's so easy about that?
It's all easy. The hard part is to actually go and record the dang thing.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Because it's been 2 months.
I'm not going to lie. I've been putting it off. Always. You know.
I've been trying. I've made I haven't tried that hard. I've kind of tried.
Oh, maybe we should do a podcast. Maybe we should do a podcast. Yeah, we should. That's as far as it goes.
And I get a, no, not to this. Okay. Well, we'll go do whatever instead.
But we have been having to do whatever instead. We typically do our podcast on Sunday afternoons.
Yes.
Or a random Saturday when there's absolutely nothing going on, which is very rare.
Yes, especially now.
Yeah.
Since, you know, life gets in the way. Let's see, we've had spring break. We have had school. We have had a minor surgical procedure for our little girl. I was out of town in Colorado all last week for a convention.
We are officially coaches of our son's baseball team.
We took over coaching duties for our son's baseball team, which overall has gone well as far as the reception of people, except for one team could not stand the fact that there was a female baseball coach.
Yeah.
Like, this coach wouldn't even look our way. He wouldn't speak. He wouldn't even shake hands after the game.
Nope. He did not shake my hand after that game. But we played them again.
We did.
We did. And I don't know if something was said to him, because I wasn't going to say it, because I told everyone, you're going to expect some kind of crazy something for, you know, me being the very first female baseball coach for Calera. Like, serious, not the dugout mom or...
No, like our third base coach. You're our third base coach.
Yeah, mostly because I am the loudest without a bullhorn or a microphone.
That is true.
Yeah.
So that's definitely taken up our time, is taking over the baseball season. It hasn't been a great baseball season.
Well,
it's been tough.
True.
To say the least.
Well, we've got 13 kids on the team. There are some that this is either their first or second year ever playing.
A lot of first year to be in kid pitch, if you know anything about
nine and 10 year old baseball. Yeah.
Ooh, kid pitch is a whole different level.
I mean, of all people, I have zero knowledge about pitches.
Right.
I've been teaching the kids motions, but they listen.
Hey, it
blows my mind. And the last two kids that pitched, we went over, hey, this is how you need to release the ball.
And it worked.
And boy, did they close out both of those games. I was just like, oh my gosh, I only know catching and center field. I played a little bit of shortstop, but that was it.
So let me put you on the spot, as any good married husband would do, without talking about this beforehand. Will you do it next year?
By choice?
Yeah, exactly. By choice. If given the opportunity for a choice to, before this season, to be involved from the very get-go to coach our son's baseball team, would you do it again? Or are you like, this sucks. I'm done. Now, I'm out.
Okay, so
hard. I don't want to do this. What you thinking?
Well, let's let the people who are listening understand my philosophy when it comes to baseball.
Yes.
I love baseball. Baseball, I played softball forever. And
I'm curious, but before you get to that, because I know where you're going.
Where I sit during a baseball
game. I'm curious to know what people would think that just by listening to previous episodes or maybe even knowing who you are, what type of baseball parent are you? Are you the team mom? Are you the rah-rah person?
No.
Are you the one? Just before you answer it, I would love to hear, you know, what people would initially think. Are you the crazy person who's constantly screaming up and down? Are you running up and down all the time? Are you the camera mom? Are you the screaming at the umpire mom? Are you the screaming at the coach's mom? Are you the coach from the stands mom? Are you the quiet mom? Are you the disappearing mom? Are you the concession stand mom? Which mom? I wonder what people think you are. Because it takes all kinds at the baseball field. And for anyone who doesn't know, parents are crazy.
Yes.
Sports parents in general, not just baseball, but sports parents are crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes, they are. But I would really like to know, just by looking at me, it's a very misconception on what they think I might
be. I'm going to guarantee most people would get it wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you have 100%. You have a very boisterous, loud personality.
Boisterous?
Mm-hmm.
Define?
It's just a cool word. Get off me. Come on now. But you have a very big personality.
What are you trying to say, Powers?
And you can be loud.
I know I need to lose some weight, but come on.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit you with my keyboard. You better watch out. No,
it's domestic violence. Going
on the air. Oh,
no. Yeah, we're not those people. Don't think that.
Please don't call the police. I wouldn't survive in jail.
Nope, but I'm a boss. Okay, so now they know which parent I am by saying all of that.
Like, oh my gosh, she is the parent who is screaming at the coaches. She is screaming at the umpires.
She gets kicked out of the
game. She's the one who's punching umpires. Like that crazy article of that poor female umpire who got punched by a parent. I think it was in Mississippi.
Because I showed you.
Again.
And this was...
parents are crazy.
Yes, because she made a bad call. It happens. Like, we're all perfect and make zero mistakes in life.
Let me tell you, I umpired for, two seasons? Right before and when Cashman was born. And parents are awful.
Oh.
I think that's only gotten worse, but they are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens whenever a parent enters a baseball ballpark to watch Little League baseball. If there is some sort of, you know, like magical mist drug in the air that just infects certain people, or a large majority of parents, where they just become completely different people, like psychopaths.
Yes, that's the best word for it.
They're out of control.
I don't understand it.
I've never seen, you know, I've used the analogy and illustration at church many times before about how people are so fanatical about football and how they will, like, absolutely lose their minds because some 18-year-old kid didn't catch the ball. But these parents are the same thing.
It's the same exact thing in Little League baseball.
Their kid got called out on a third strike that you may deem to be a good pitch or a bad pitch because you're such the athletic specimen who is an expert at the game and know better than anyone else. And you lose your mind. You are a grown adult. You have children. You have a job. You have responsibilities. You own a house. And you are losing your mind like a toddler.
Yes. Could you imagine if your identifier was how you acted at the ballpark?
Oh my gosh.
It would be okay for me.
It would be.
Because after everyone's gotten all these assumptions of what kind of baseball mom I am, and I am not a baseball mom. I'm not wearing those shirts. And if you do, that's great. I am not that person. I'm just no.
No. Of all the possible options of the baseball parent you can be, my wife is the one who takes her own fancy chair. She used to have a chair that leaned back and had a kick rest. a place to rest your feet, and sets up a tent, and she sets it down along the outfield.
Past the dugout. Past the dugout. There's no way possible I can talk to other parents.
Away from all the parents, all the commotion. I set up
a tent.
She's as secluded as possible.
I bring my mini portable generator and have my fan hung up in there. Yes, my little baseball oasis.
Yes. Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Because those, like, if you're doing a tournament on a Saturday,
those tournaments in the summer are brutal.
I am prepared. I got my shade. I even have the curtain, the wall that goes on the side.
So you put a ceiling fan in the sucker with a portable generator.
I told you I had my fan.
No, not just a fan. This is like, it's a ceiling fan.
Yes, but it's made for outdoors and it hangs up. Yes, it does plug in, but that's why I bring my portable generator.
I know.
And everybody wants to come to my cool tent.
Yeah, they do, actually.
And then that's when I have to go, I'm putting up all the walls. Mm-hmm. I can only see in front of me.
I'm only going to have a single tent and not have enough room for any of you crazy psychopath parents.
When our parents started coming, I brought an extra tent.
Oh, it was great. Because
we needed more room.
They're kind of the same way. Just to stay away from
your
the
mom
crazy.
Taught me.
Yeah, that's how my mom was growing up. Is like, I'm staying away from all the people because even when I grew up, baseball parents are great.
It's just not changed. It's gotten worse. In a sense. But when we first saw the female umpire getting punched in the face, is when we kind of sort of went, okay, I guess we have to be the coaches.
No, it was a little before that we decided to, because the two guys who are technically the coaches, the head coach and the assistant coach, they did the absolute best they could. They showed up to tryouts with their kids to just let them do the tryouts, just like any parent would. And basically the league was just like, hey, we have enough players for three teams. We only have one set of coaches. We need parents to step up and coach, or we're not going to be able to have teams, because what happens at this age is most of the coaches take their kids out and they go do all these travel ball tournaments, which, you know, kudos to them for doing that. But that's not us and still not a lot of people. So, you know, the two dads stepped up and said, hey, I guess I'll do it because I'm not going to let our children not
have a team. Yeah.
Not be able to play baseball because, you know, other people have left. So we had no interest in coaching, but
no. Man. Now, you have been a coach before in the past.
I have.
Not like a head coach.
Heck no.
But
my parents are crazy and I don't want
to
deal with them.
So once we get to that situation where you have to be that mom that either does the concession stand or work the gate or anything, I will throw money at whatever to make that not happen.
Yes, you will.
And if I don't have that money, I will come up with that money to make it happen, because I'm not doing that.
No. No, but luckily that's not a thing anymore as far as the concession stand and everything.
We haven't gotten to middle school ball.
Oh, yeah, that's.
That's when it starts.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess.
But if, and now granted, the team that we have, we got two games left.
Yeah.
We're 1-8.
No, we've played 11 games so far because of the tournament thing we played in and lost all of those games. Those do count. So we're 1-11 at this point. Well, we won a game.
Made it worse.
We won it. We won a game. And, you know, we're doing the very best we can.
Yeah. So I know that our kids were not, our team was not necessarily handpicked.
No. You know, people are listening to this like y'all 1-11. What terrible coaches. How could y'all do these poor kids?
Let us get that out.
Yes. We are awful coaches. Maybe we shouldn't coach next year.
Well, I think our coaching is a bit more than let's win.
You know, you want to know why our coaching style is different? Because our main, when we got the boys and we've talked to them, the biggest things we have tried to teach them is that everything we do as a team, we've taught them to warm up as a team, to stretch in a circle as a team. They run poles as a team. They do everything as a team and they support their team. That is against the grain when it comes, especially to this age group and baseball in the South. Because I even had a coach come up the last game that I was out, because I was out of town this week, and the umpire was like, "Hey, you know, technically it's, you know, you guys can't win because of math, because there's run rules per innings, or else we'd only always play one inning." And the other coach asked me. He said, "Listen, we're going to keep running and we're going to score as many as we can. If we hit the run rule, then we do, and y'all don't get to bat because we're trying to score as many runs as we can so we can get ahead of the other team. Like,
wow.
Come on. You're grown men. What is a championship in Little League Baseball get you?
Oh, it's that ring now, Matthew.
Oh, yes.
I mean, stupid.
Yeah. No, they all want, those rings. I mean, our goal has just been...
We got trophies. We didn't get anything like that.
Let's teach the kids how to play the game, how to love the game, how to respect the game, but also respect and love each other.
Right.
Which I think we've done a decent job getting there.
Well, I didn't even get to tell you about the very last game because there was a situation that occurred and it completely took me away from the game. But now talking about this in the umpires, we had two umpires that we'd never had at the last game. And the umpire behind the plate was there first. And he told us that his partner would be maybe an inning late. He was coming from another game. So, of course, you're not there. So it's just me and two other coaches. Well, one of the assistant coach is pretty much a major help in the dugout and keeps the boys in line while I'm on third base coaching and the other coach is on first base. Well, it was a beautiful day. The kids were having fun. No one was upset. And after the second inning, the umpire behind the plate stops me. And then the umpire from the field comes running over to us. They wanted to introduce themselves to me because they were very happy that there was a female coaching baseball.
Hey, that's a win.
I was like, thanks. You know, I expected a lot of horrible feedback. I've gotten some of it, but these other coaches, they don't necessarily know me. They don't know what I know.
Right.
But after the game, when they see me telling the kids, like, go, not go, let's have some fun, let's, you know, they can steal from, you know, where they are after it crosses a plate. But we have some kids that can run the bases and we like to have fun on the bases. Otherwise, if you're not having fun on the field, you don't even need to be there. I mean, they shook my hand in the middle of the game and I was kind of on cloud nine because that's not the reception I have gotten this season. And I go back to third the next inning and they stopped me again because it was our kid at bat. And because they wanted to know which one was mine.
Which one's yours?
I said, that one. I don't know what. He's in a slump. He said, yeah.
He thinks everything he has to hit is supposed to go out of the ballpark, and it is not working out.
But he hit a foul ball that was maybe a foot, and I'm not exaggerating on this, a foot from going out of the park.
Dang.
And it was just foul. I turned around. I guess he could see that my eyes were just massive because I do know that we have some players that are on our team.
There's
that
some ball players. Absolutely.
Tank the ball. And it was mine that hit it a foot from going out. It just was just a little.
Just a hair foul.
And I turn around and I guess I'm beaming.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling, cheering. And Cash is looking at me on third base. He's cheesing and he's like, ah.
So close.
But smiling.
Yeah.
Because that just happened. And I was like, all right, man.
Go
the
get
other
it.
Way. Move it the other way.
Make that sucker fair.
So, but that foul ball was strike two. So the next pitch was strike three.
Yeah.
Which changed over the inning. And they shot me and they were like, which one's yours? I said, that one. He was like, man, that one just missed. And I was like, that's the first one he's hit all season.
Yeah.
He's just in a major slump. And they said, look at you, still knowing what you're talking about. You know, I was just...
Well, it's that, you know, misogynist move. Yeah. All women don't know baseball, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Mentality.
But, you know, that second game that we played against the coach that refused to shake my hand, he shook our hand at the next game.
Yes, he did. He sure did. So maybe
I don't know if someone crawled his butt for not doing it.
Or maybe he realized, wow, or he's I'm a jerk. Wow, she actually does know what she's doing.
She wasn't just here for that one game. They just didn't pull the dugout mom.
Yeah.
We don't have a dugout mom.
Nope.
I mean, they're great.
Oh, absolutely. But
love it.
So let me.
But that's not me.
Let me put this in a relationship perspective here. Because I absolutely love having you as a coach. Okay. Hottest third base coach going. But.
It's so dumb. Well, okay.
I mean, I'm just stating the facts.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you because I'm the only female.
Thank you. But I'm curious because Little League Baseball at least is very male dominated. Mm-hmm. Of all the men who are coaching, what percentage do you think would be okay with their wives coaching with them?
2%.
I was thinking maybe a hair more, but not much more.
Mm-mm. Maybe 2.
Why do you think that is?
Because most women think baseball is boring.
Well,
don't necessarily know the game.
Let's take that out of the picture. Let's say they do know the game. Let's say they are aware of the game. They understand what's going on. Let's say they understand. But still, what percentage of men coaches do you think would be okay with coaching alongside their wives?
Just 2%.
Still just 2%.
Yep.
Why in the world do you think that would be?
Because it's like, I equivalent baseball, even if it's in a relationship, as a man going to play golf.
That it's his time to get away from his wife.
Yes.
He
is the man on the golf course with his buddies.
Well, I think.
Or if he's not, he's still complaining the entire time. But on a baseball field, you are seen.
Yes.
And I just don't see it. Well, I don't know many women that know anything about baseball.
Again,
they might know how to, run the bases.
I say take that out of the equation. I think it's probably less, maybe 15% max who would be okay with it. Because I kind of agree with you that it's kind of that golf course mentality, which I played golf in Colorado this past week, and it was incredible.
Right?
Yep.
I wasn't there.
The altitude difference when you hit a golf ball, 100% accurate. Everything goes so much further. Absolutely mind-blowing.
I'm really good at snowboarding in high altitudes.
Yes, you are. I'm not so much. when we went to Pikes Peak at 14,000 something feet, and hard to walk up there because it was just.
Isn't that the same elevation that we were snowboarding?
Yeah, I think it's around the same elevation.
But I was thriving in that atmosphere.
It was 13 degrees there, I think. 13, 8 or 13. It was 13, but the wind chill was 8. So technically it was 8 degrees. Now, when we were down actually in Colorado Springs, it was like 65 degrees. But once you got on top of the mountain, man, it was cold.
But it's a different kind of cold.
It's miserable cold. We had a blizzard.
Yeah,
I called it a blizzard. I mean, it was heavy snow, but for us in
Alabama, it's a blizzard.
It is a whiteout condition, shut the world down, blizzard. But the whole altitude thing nailed it because the golf ball goes so much further. But to get back to what we were talking about, because wow, we got off tangent there.
That's all you.
I think it's the same mentality as the golf course.
Yeah,
this is my time to be a man and spit and grab my crotch and blah blah blah, eat sunflower seeds and talk baseball because that's what men do. And women can't be around for that because my wife
plays softball.
Yeah.
I don't want my wife to know what I said about that or how I said that. So something like that. It's like a what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas mentality.
And I think that's the mentality is, I'm not going to have my wife come out here and cramp my style because I'm the big, bad baseball coach who knows everything.
Well, and when a female comes in,
it throws them off.
She's the boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when a man's on the field and he can't be all manly and tell people what to do and he has his wife standing right there with her hands on her hips, I told you, blah, blah, blah. Why did you do that? That kind of stuff.
Well, yeah.
And I hate to say it, but I really feel like that's a typical relationship.
Unfortunately, I think you're probably right.
It's sad.
It is.
We don't have that relationship, though.
No. You don't throw your hands on your hips and wham, 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 wham very often. I'm just kidding. You don't do that at all. Not at all.
No, I'm more like a snap my finger head roll.
It's not. It's
it's ugly.
It's just a look.
Yeah, I don't.
All really it is a typically look.
Say something.
No, it's just a look, and it will, you know, scare you to death.
And I honestly, I feel like that's what our team has needed this season. They call me coach, and they know I'm Cash's mom. But they also see I do not play favorites to my kid. Compared to them.
Right, because he had a meltdown and we yanked him out of the game.
I pulled that kid out of the entire game.
And he didn't play the rest of the game.
Nope. Second inning. He struck out or something. And
he struck out and he was mad about getting pulled pitching because he
sucked that day.
He couldn't throw strikes. He's been great all season, but just couldn't throw strikes. So he was mad.
Yes, I remember what it was. He got pulled from pitching and he played, second or shortstop that inning.
Yeah.
And so I was going to send him back out to that same position. And he goes, I have to go to the bathroom. And I said, well, you're done for the rest of the game.
But his attitude was terrible for that. So, yeah, we yanked him. He hit again because
it's mandatory.
Well, not that, but he'd be an out if he got pulled out for that. So we're not going to do that. But, yeah, so, no, we don't now play favorites.
I've yanked other kids because of an attitude.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed or afraid to offend anyone. Look, your kid only has to play one inning. You're lucky that I'm putting him in for more.
Yeah. If we get that far in the game.
If we get that far in the game. Because it was there for the longest time where so I make the lineups. I pick the positions. And I do different types of scenarios per inning. Like I have a start. I have a second inning where kids are going to go if there's no pitching change. I have a second inning scenario if there is a pitching change. I have the same thing for a third. And so the past few games, I think it's literally the past three games, we have gotten past a fourth inning.
Yeah, that doesn't happen
often. And I'm like, I don't know where to put the kids.
In 9 and 10 baseball. And it never has because the poor kids are just learning how to pitch.
They can't make plays.
They don't throw a lot of strikes.
And what's killing us is we all these other teams that they get to pick their own kids, they have a steady catcher. Yeah. Like the kid wants to be the catcher.
Yeah.
That kills me because I was catcher.
Yeah.
So we've got two kids that have been like, yeah, I want to be a catcher. So I've been trying to teach even during a game, don't do this. Keep your glove like this. Move your hand out of the way. Giving them other scenarios on how to squat down, make your butt stay down because if the umpire cannot see over you, it's not going to be a strike. He's going to be a ball every single time. So it's been a major adjustment.
Kept us busy the last couple of months.
Well, we have two games a week.
We have two games a week. At least a practice or two a week. So it has kept us very, very busy. Hence the reason we're half an hour in. That's why we haven't had a podcast in the last 2 months. Between that, let's see, Elkie, our little girl, had oral surgery to get rid of some
three teeth extracted teeth
that she was just having some problems with. The poor little girl, she has terrible teeth. We're just terrible teeth. It's definitely hereditary.
Yeah, she gets it from her mom.
Gets it from her mom because Monica has incredible teeth when you see her. They're white, they're straight, they're nearly perfect. But she has bad teeth.
I try really hard.
Just does. She tries hard.
I pay a lot of money for my teeth to be this straight.
You brush your teeth constantly. You ray your retainer. You floss. You do all the right stuff. Elkie's the same way. She does everything she's supposed to.
She's so good at flossing,
too. She flosses her teeth. She brushes her teeth all the time. She makes sure they're clean and this and that. But she just has bad teeth. Yeah. She just has cavities.
The teeth that had to be removed, she had those fillings done 3 different times because the fillings didn't take. Did not like her teeth, I guess. I don't know.
So the poor little girl
let's just get them out.
Had to get an IV and
but she still does not know
They're magical.
The video, yeah, she had to be put to sleep. The videos are fantastic.
Yes.
She wore long sleeves, but they pulled her sleeve up when they gave her the gas and they did Novocaine. Yeah, so she wouldn't necessarily feel it. But when she She was in recovery. She's like, "What's on my arm?"
Yeah, she
was like, "What are you talking about?"
Well, the funniest part, she asked why she was there, and you told her about taking her teeth out. And she was crying because she didn't understand. It's like the wisdom teeth videos.
Yes.
And she said, "They took my the best teeth."
No, it was, but they were the best teeth. No, baby girl, that's why they had to get removed.
Poor thing. You know, we exploit our kids for those funny videos.
Yeah.
All the time. Those
I haven't. Videos, I have right? not put anything like that on social media.
No, we won't do that.
Because I feel like of our two children, she's going to be the one to come after me when I'm really old and she's having to take care of me. She's whatever social media thing is the thing at the time.
Who knows at that point?
Right. So she's going to go, "Hey, Mom, remember when you used to do Instagram and Facebook? Yeah, that time you did this," and you probably wouldn't even be able to log in anymore, like MySpace. You log in, it's a music website now or something.
I think so.
Yeah.
MySpace was awesome. Why can't we just go back to MySpace?
Because you can't have a top eight anymore.
Let's
That's going to offend somebody.
Maybe Elon Musk will hear this and he will take over MySpace
buy
and
make MySpace a thing.
He could probably buy MySpace for $150 at this point. Instead of what, $43 million or something crazy like that he bought Twitter for? What? It's just crazy.
Was it million or billion?
Billion.
Billion with a B. Yeah.
From me.
Yeah.
Billion with a B.
B is in boy.
That dude's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. But you know he had to sell a lot of stock. He did sell a lot of the Tesla stock.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And people are like, "What? Why is he selling?" But dude, he had to get money from somewhere.
Yeah. Dude's
billion.
Hundreds of billions of dollars rolling around. This guy, you know, he now owns Twitter, Tesla, and SpaceX. This may be the richest, most powerful dude out there.
That's hilarious.
Crazy stuff. So maybe he'll buy MySpace. That would be cool.
Like he knows what married AF is.
Sure he does.
I hope I get a phone call next week. "Hey, yes, I do know what your married AF is, and I'm giving you $43 billion to do this." Like, "Thank you, sir."
He'd be more like, "Wait, I'll give y'all $43 to stop." Are you kidding me?
"Don't ever say my name again. It's copyrighted."
Exactly.
Cease and desist letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I would be, would I coach again?
Yeah. Would you do this next year? Because it's going to come up again next year. Do we do it again next year? Preemptively.
At this moment.
Yes.
At this very moment. I don't know.
Well, that's not even an answer.
Well, only because of a situation that happened at the last game.
Yeah, and we'll not talk about that. No. At all. We can't, but yes or no, would you do it? Yes or no? Split decision right here,
just
right now.
Because I know that I did the right thing.
Yeah.
With the whole situation, letting the directors and everyone over the city of Calera know and kept them in the know, and that they back me with my decision 100%. And they respect the fact that I knew I was going to get all kinds of hell for being a female coach for Little League Baseball. I mean, seriously, the pros now have a, she's a head, like she's general manager of a minor league baseball team, right?
I'm not sure. There is a female for the Giants who was a first base coach.
For some reason, I thought she was a general manager.
I don't think so.
Maybe she's not the GM.
She's the head coach or something.
Not
a head coach. Now, there's some coaches. I think there's two females in Major League Baseball who are like assistant coaches and this and that. And there's some high-level executives that are women, absolutely. So that they're
being on the field as a coach instead of being in the office.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. I would rather be on the field.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about being seen. It's because I'm right there in the action. Oh, I don't definitely. Have to question anything, and I don't have to deal with whatever you're doing up there. Yes, I think that's great, but there's always going to be some kind of women, a woman in a position in an organization in an executive way just because it has to be that way. You have to have your... You have to check that box of, do I have diversity and...
Basically now, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So with, and what I just showed you before we started the podcast was I don't remember what team is a minor league team.
It's in the Atlantic League, which is it's kind of an independent league, but they're a trial spot for Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's where they tried the pitch clock and all the rules changed. They try everything out there to see how it works. But yeah, female starting in left field for one of the teams
and
today.
Batting.
And batting, yeah. Batting ninth, starting in I think it was left field.
Left field.
Which is really pretty cool to see. Because crap, you know, if they can hang and play, sure, why not? And I know this is not, you know, make a lot of people mad, but mm-hmm. men and women, we're built differently.
Absolutely.
I hate to, you know, ruffle anyone's feathers, but men are stronger than women.
Yep.
Men are faster than women.
Yep.
Just, you know, by and large, it's our DNA. It's the way we were made.
Right.
Now, are there stronger women than men? Absolutely.
But
are
we
there
also faster have to
women
work-
than men?
Oh, absolutely. That.
But.
It's something that has to be worked at.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And I would see that in baseball. But for me, I don't think on the field is where I would belong, ever. I am a better coach-ish. Because even when I was training, or a trainer for people who would come to the wrestling academy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I say it different from somebody else that's their trainer, but you can hear all the things. This is why we didn't want to coach Cash, because we sent him to get his private lessons and stuff because he stopped listening to us.
Yeah, parents, we at this age where he is, and we're morons. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
But someone else can tell them the same thing and they get it.
It just clicks. It's something just the different
way,
clicks.
The way kids are. Yeah. Their parents are idiots.
Right. And I feel like, I don't know if I just have something magical in the way I explain something, but I don't talk down to even the kids. I don't even talk down to them. I never did that with my trainees either. So maybe coming at them with a open mind, watching them, like all the kids, I don't know what it is. Batting is my specialty, I would say.
Yeah.
Because I can watch a kid at bat and tell you where that ball is going to go. Just because of how they stand, what position their feet are. And there's been sometimes I tell you, Matthew, watch this. Watch, they need to move over.
Yeah.
Now in the field, they listen to you more. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But I can watch a kid on the other team stand up there and bat, bring him in. It's going on right field. You know, just something, just a little tweak.
So you still haven't answered my question. Would you do
I'm
it again?
Honestly, yes, beating around the bush.
Or no?
I feel like the way that the kids have responded to me being a coach.
Yes or no?
And if I get to choose my team.
Yes or no?
Yes.
All right.
Those are my conditions.
Okay.
I get to choose the team. I mean, obviously it wouldn't be an I in that. It would be.
No, you coach. I'll watch. I'll be the parent.
Oh, no, bro. It don't work like that.
No, I kind of lean the same way. I think we'll do it again next year. But, you know, we'll be in it from the get-go. Know what we're getting into. Kind of know what to expect with everyone and everything involved. So I think probably so. Now, we'll see.
And I'll say yes, because we've actually, well, I know I have had a one-on-one conversation with Cash asking if, are you okay with your mom and dad being your coaches?
Yeah.
Is that something you're okay with? He's like, yeah. But he's that quality time kid.
He is. He just wants to hang out with
us. He just wants. And our daughter,
she can care less, man.
She's a ballpark baby. She gets everything she wants from the grandparents. I don't know how. I bet we literally keep the concession stand.
Oh, there's no doubt. She gets multiple Dippin' Dots every single time. Ring Pops. Candy. She doesn't ever actually eat food. She'll get French fries. She doesn't eat them.
No, she'll say she'll get them so she's not getting junk.
She drinks all the Body Armor in the bloody building. We went to the grocery store today. She had that Body Armor again today. Ugh. At the grocery store. So yeah, she is single-handedly keeping the concession stand afloat. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, we've been at the ballpark so much lately that we're about the last team playing, and we're about the last parents there because we have our team meeting after each game, and then we have to pack up all the stuff. I mean, seriously, guys, we have two wagons full of stuff.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, the late games stink.
It does. But we've been shutting down the concession stand.
Yeah, we have.
It's been, what you got left? We'll take one of all of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, two cheeseburgers? Sure. Just hot dogs? Yeah, go ahead and give them to us. Because I'm not going home at 10 o'clock at night to eat. I'll shove this in my mouth as we'll walk
eat
to
on the
car.
Way home.
So.
Yes, it's fun.
Yep.
I feel like it's fun. I think it would be more fun if we were winning.
It would be more fun. Winning makes everything easier.
Yeah.
Everyone of loves course. To win. I hate losing.
Well, we've lost all but one game, pals.
Yeah, it sucks. Losing's no fun.
The kids currently think that you're not coming back.
I know. They've infuriated me after the last game.
Well, yeah, I kind of sort of told them at practice the next night.
I know.
Because you left going out of town for
a week. So that means I'm off the hook tomorrow.
They don't know that you're coming back. Like, they seriously only... And Cash never said anything.
Yeah, look at that guy.
That
he's sneaky.
His dad's out of town. He'll be back next week. Yeah. Nothing like that. It was a, oh my gosh, we're so bad at paying attention that we made a coach quit.
Made him quit. He's gone.
Yeah.
Bunch of little.
So tomorrow at the game, they're going to be like, Coach Matt, you're back.
I am back. So that's in large part why we haven't done an episode in 2 months. Anything else?
I can't believe it's May.
It is
Today's May.
May
1st.
Today's May 1st.
I don't know when they're going to listen to this, but for us, it's May 1st.
May 1st, 2022. Someone may listen to this in January of 2028. Because once it goes out online, it doesn't go away. It's there.
On the line.
Go out there on the line.
Hey,
it's
we
there.
Speaking of on the line, we got tickets to the Braves-Red Sox in 2 weeks in Atlanta.
Yes.
Like next week, we have a field trip. It's the best field trip. To a
our
baseball
local
game.
Minor league baseball game.
Birmingham Barons. The
Birmingham Barons. But yeah, we're going to Atlanta.
That's where Michael Jordan played.
Sure did.
I saw him play there.
I did too.
When I was a kiddo.
Me too.
There were so many people there when he was there.
They sold out every game. We like 10,000 people a game.
Right. We need something like that to happen again.
Yeah.
What basketball player? Do you think LeBron could swing a baseball bat?
Yeah, LeBron's a freak athlete.
Hey, it needs to happen. LeBron, if you're listening, it would be great.
See, baseball's a different animal. You know, he could go play. No doubt in my mind, LeBron could go play football.
Oh, yes.
It'd be like a tight end
star.
And be the star of the league. Because
he'd make everybody else look stupid.
He is a freak athlete.
It's awesome.
It is unbelievable.
It's like watching Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but there's no Michael Jordan. Sorry, Jordan's the best. LeBron's not there. LeBron's great, but ain't no Jordan. Jordan was the best. So,
but anyways, we still saw him play at the Birmingham when he was part of the Birmingham Barons.
Yes, we did.
As kids.
Yep.
Which was stupid awesome.
Pretty cool.
Not something that we thought, you know. Looking back now, you're like, wow, I got to say it. I can tell my kids, we saw Michael Jordan play on this field.
The greatest basketball player to ever play the game.
But he also played minor league baseball.
He did play baseball. And then came back and won more championships to play basketball.
He was like, I can't
yeah, we're
hack
seeing
into
the
baseball.
Seeing the Red Sox play next week in Atlanta, which will be nice.
So if they win.
They stink right now. They are a hard baseball team to watch. It's
you know,
frustrating.
A few years ago when we went to Boston, they were just, I mean, they were losing in double-digit losing.
Yeah, but they killed the Yankees.
When we were there, they swept the Yankees, and everyone was like, you can't go home. I'm like, okay,
that's right.
I'll stay.
We'll live in Boston.
Buy
we'll stay
me a
here
condo.
Forever.
I want one. Boston's exactly. Great. We're not going to get to go.
We'll go towards the end of the year.
October baseball is what I'm counting on for Boston. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if it's cold. I will suck it up.
October baseball in Boston would be the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Well, not the greatest, but one of the greatest things ever.
It's a bucket list.
Absolutely, it is. Yep. So, anything else going on? We might as well fill people in. Who knows when we'll do this again?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to Dallas in July. So, yep. You know,
back to Dallas.
Trip. Back to Dallas in July.
But not for a conference.
Nope, for my brother's wedding. We'll plan to go to Boston. We've traveled a lot this year.
We went to Orlando
went
for
to Orlando.
Spring break.
We had spring break. Universal mm-hmm. Studios was awesome. Better than Disney World. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Our kids have said it.
It was a blast. Universal really, really does it up. I feel like the rides are a little better. They're longer. I think they're a little more thought. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. You know, I'm an idiot, so
you're not.
They think it through a little bit more. They put more thought into it. That's the
thought process is a little bit more detailed.
But the rides were good. If anyone's a Harry Potter fan, the Hagrid ride was awesome.
Oh my gosh!
Our poor daughter was so
the week,
pumped.
Well, the week before, I got somewhat released from my doctor from
She's
the surgery.
Officially free.
Well, sort of.
Well,
they told me, you know, we're going to release you, but make sure go and do all the things that you can do. You did before. I said, so next week I'm going to Orlando. Does this mean I can ride roller coasters this time? Because we're going to Universal. He's like, ride them. See how it works out. I said, I still need to throw a baseball. I need to do a cartwheel. I mean, all the things. I had a list of things that I wanted to accomplish.
So far, you've been able to
bowling. Bowling was one of those because I got to decide on when we go bowling if I'm left-handed or right-handed bowler because I do both, but typically left-handed, and that happened.
So yeah, I'd say you're pretty well good.
Yeah. Well, I got a few more things that I need to check off before I actually do that. So when I check those off, it's going to be like, yes, official. But Hagrid.
Hagrid was awesome. Our poor little girl was so pumped to ride it.
And we didn't know that it was a roller coaster.
Well, we did, but yeah, the closer we got, the more she saw of it, she was freaked out. So if you haven't ridden Hagrid's, it's a roller coaster. It's awesome. If you haven't seen the movie, he's a character in the movie. He's this big giant guy and he has his motorcycle. So this roller coaster is a motorcycle.
Yeah, and a side cart.
And a side cart. So you're either on the motorcycle or the side cart. Monica rode next to Elkie the first go around.
Right. Well, let's back up just a hair to our girls' trip.
Yeah.
Where Elkie rode Everest.
Everest. Didn't go well.
Well, if anyone's ever rode Everest, you go through and then, you know, the
You get the to Yeti, the very tip top of the mountain and you start going backwards.
The Yeti's ripped off the thing or the track, so you have to go backwards. And once she got back to the, what's it called? When you stop. Once you're finished with the roller coaster, she told them, I just woke up. She passed out because she was so scared. And this was going backwards. So on Hagrid, I'm on the motorcycle and Elkie is in the side cart. And this thing shoots you so fast.
Well, you kind of slowly just start going. You go around a corner and then as soon as you hit the corner, you go through a straightaway. And it's 0 to 50 in like seconds.
It is amazing.
And you hit this giant curve real fast and it was over.
It's really
after
like
that.
You're flying. But we kept going and going and
it's
then
a
we
long
stopped.
Roller coaster.
But I instantly saw when we started we got to where there were no more tracks. Now, granted, we never ever looked or watched this roller coaster because the kids love watching the roller coasters. This one was not watched. And when we get to the part in the track, you go up, but it is a drop.
And you go back down.
And you backwards. Go back down. And all I could think of was, oh no, this is like Everest. Elkie is going to have a flashback. Now, also, one of the very first rides we rode that day to start the week.
It was the first ride we rode at Universal Studios to start the entire week at Universal Studios. So yeah. Yeah.
So
start off
you start going backwards, and then you stop. You see Hagrid, and then you take about a 10-foot drop.
Yes, the tracks just disappear to another track, and you take off at 50 miles an hour again.
I was thinking, oh.
So when we get back in, poor baby girl is terrified. She's crying, and she is so freaked out she can hardly walk.
Like her limbs stopped working.
Her legs would not work. I had to carry her.
She was about 15 like shivering.
Minutes. Yes. Poor thing.
It was horrible. I felt so bad.
But it's funny at the same time.
But I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, you're okay, baby girl.
Poor thing.
But you know, fear does different things to different people.
It does. But it was a great trip.
I had.
We had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a great mm-hmm. spring break trip. Definitely do it again for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was pumped up about it. So,
yep.
Spring break was a great trip.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. But man, we've just been busy. Very, very busy. So hopefully, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
I think it's it.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have a topic next time for
maybe,
people.
Maybe an actual topic. I mean, we kind of talked about, you know, some stuff a little bit, I guess, maybe. So
today's topic is why we have a podcast but haven't done a podcast.
You know, today's topic is just, we'll just say it's just untitled. It's just
why we do two and people don't talk. Do a podcast.
All we do and do not do a podcast, you know. So.
All right. Praise out, Powers.
All right. We will do that. God, we love you. We are just thankful for the opportunity. Anytime we're able to do this and just, you know, pray that anytime we can speak through to anyone through this, that it'll be beneficial for people. That maybe they can laugh, separate a little bit from the world and all the junk that goes along in it, God. But we just want to pray for every single person, every marriage, every relationship, and just pray your presence over all of it. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Play ball.